Bill S-10 is driven by ideology and ignores scientific data. It won't decrease crime, but will actually help increase it by criminalizing more Canadians, pushing the marijuana trade more and more into the hands of the black market, and it diverts more tax money into the legal system. How much money will it take to charge and jail all these Canadians and sentence them for the brutal crime of lighting up a joint, or of growing their own pot and thereby taking some of the profit away from the crime scene, is a matter of some speculation. But it is also one of the reasons why the Harper government is being accused of contempt of Parliament. The government is responsible for stating how much a new bill will cost taxpayers to implement, and they have consistently downplayed or lied about how much this bill may cost us. And they may actually bring us to an election over it, as none of the other parties seem to be interested in supporting this USA War on Drugs style of bill. I'm here with Ted Smith, president and founder of the CBC of C, the Cannabis Buyers Club of Canada, and of International Hempology 101, who have been fighting against and educating people about this bill for the last couple of years. The CBC of C has been open since 1996, providing many patients with safe and effective medical cannabis products. Hi, Ted. How are you today?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Could you give us a basic introduction to Bill S-10?
Well, Bill S-10 is a broad-ranging strategy of drug offenses, and it includes a whole range of penalties that would be increased. So it's a range of sort of mandatory minimums for the most part, or increases in sentencing. Go as far as, I believe, a high school student sharing another Tylenol, a prescribed three, would get that student 6 months in jail. But when it comes specifically to cannabis, there's a number of offenses for growing for the purpose of trafficking, but that can be interpreted rather loosely. I've been convicted twice of trafficking for simply sharing, and a lot of people don't understand that the simple act of sharing is trafficking in law. But for as few as six plants, one would be given minimum six-month jail sentence. And that doesn't include, though, the aggravating factors that are listed, because there's a number of aggravating factors that would add an additional three-month jail sentence. That would include things like children being present near a school, in a rented home, or actually in a residential area. So a person caught with six plants with a few aggravating factors could in fact end up spending a minimum of 18 months in jail.
So basically we're talking about a lot of USA-style mandatory minimums.
Certainly the United States are the ones who essentially created mandatory minimum drug offenses and pushed that strategy around the world. Ironically, the U.S. drug czar last fall came up here and told the Canadian government that the mandatory minimum strategy is unsuccessful, and that in the United States they're starting to repeal those kinds of laws. The government wasn't wanting to listen to that.
Yeah, I guess they never worked in the first place. What are your thoughts on this bill and how it could affect people who use cannabis either medically or recreationally?
Well, has a number of horrible implications. I know a number of people would stop growing right now who are and who already take a risk of going to jail and being, you know, robbed and beaten up without being able to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
And so, there's you know, a lot of people that are already taking significant risks now, but if this bill came in, they would quit growing, and that wouldn't stop consumers, right? I don't know of a single, you know, person who would say, oh, if Bill S-10 came in, I'd stop smoking. Supply would end up coming from people that would be willing to risk spending long periods of time in jail, and those would be, you know, really, you know, quite desperate people that quite often would be set up by, you know, sort of organized criminal networks.
Exactly.
That are involved in multiple crimes, and it would really entrench the growing of it into the hands of these organized criminals, and the price would go up as well, which would, you know, increase the profit incentive for those people. And so with the prices going up and the supply going down, those who would be most affected would be medical users. You know, recreational users wouldn't necessarily have an immediate impact on their health, but there'd be a lot of medical users that would start to use less or probably even go without because it would become more scarce on the market as well. But I think the people that would be honestly affected in some ways the most would be the general taxpayer, because the costs of putting all of these people in jail, and more importantly, the costs of completely strangling the criminal justice system for cannabis users has a huge ripple effect. You know, right now we're already seeing cases of people that are, you know, being charged with assault or break and enter or serious crimes of theft and stuff. Their charges dropped because the courts are backlogged. If Bill S-10 came into effect, there would be a number of constitutional challenges against these laws put in across the country, right? Everybody would fight every single way. You know, right now, there's, you know, I don't know the percentage, but most court cases, people plea bargain. You know, they're guilty, they got caught, they don't fight it every step of the way. If you're looking at a guaranteed, you know, 18 months in jail or whatever, you're going to fight every single argument. Mm-hmm. There's no incentive at all to plea. So the court time and the amount of energy that's going to be put into the court system trying to fight Bill S-10 is going to mean that all other criminal justice matters are put off or put on hold or dismissed entirely, exactly. Which really is a horrible situation for the average person because, you know, we shouldn't be putting our focus upon nonviolent growers, or and that seems to be the main priority here. They're building 22 prisons right now across Canada. Like, they've already started on this. They haven't waited for Bill S-10 to pass. They don't have to. They put billions of dollars aside for prisons without knowing how much it would ever cost to keep people like me in there.
So they need to hope to make a whole lot more criminals so that they can justify all these new prisons being built.
The underlying strategy, and I've seen multinational corporations do this before, they get governments to put money into infrastructure, like BC Ferries, that they then turn around and get the governments to sell off. So we're building billions of dollars of prisons that we're going to turn around and sell off to prisons, and we're going to lose a heck of a lot of money as Canadians and taxpayers in paying for all this infrastructure that's just going to be pieced off to private business, and then they're going to be sitting there charging us every year for services that we don't need as a people. You know, it's ridiculous. And I think, you know, it's just something that the average taxpayer, I think, has no clue what's going on here, because the, one of the corporations involved in this is the multimedia.
And the cost, too. I think this is the main reason why the government is being accused of contempt of parliament, because they don't want to tell people what the true cost of this bill would mean to the average taxpayer.
Well, they don't even know themselves.
Yeah.
And they don't honestly care. They just want to build the prisons and fill them up.
They
do not care. They do not care about the science. They don't care about the economics. They don't care about the humanitarian issues. They are on a mission to destroy people that use anything other than prescription drugs or alcohol. It's a real insane kind of moral minority that has taken root here. But they don't seem to care about the cost. They don't seem to care about the moral implications. They don't care about the science. They just have a goal.
I believe your bakery was busted about a year and a half ago. Do you want to?
Yeah, that's and one of the other things about Bill S-10 is it's 18 months for making a cannabis resin product. I didn't mention that one yet, but it includes making hash or cookies. And we didn't talk about Canada's medical marijuana access regulations, but the medical program here in Canada is really a shame, and it's completely dysfunctional. And we here have been selling medicine now. It's been over 15 years. I have about 3,500 members of our club. I believe it's actually the oldest medical dispensary in the world that we have in Victoria here.
Congratulations.
And anyway, about a year and a half ago, our bakery, which was honestly not in a good place, in an apartment downtown, but our bakery got raided by the police, and my friend Owen Smith was charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking THC for making the cookies and the skin product. And so,
and these are all medicinal products.
Oh, well, certainly. They were all going for people that have permanent physical disabilities and diseases. It was all medicine, to be sure. And so the MMAR allows for people to grow cannabis and to smoke it, but if they've actually cooked it into a butter and extracted it with a cheesecloth, they have produced a drug called THC. THC is the most active chemical in the plant. It has a lot of medical benefits, but it's not the only important one. However, you can buy synthetic THC. It's $8 a pill, and one of our cookies, we charge $1. Apparently, a quarter of our cookies is at least as strong as one of those pills. For 25 cents worth of medicine for us, you get the equivalent of $8 worth of a prescription drug that has side effects.
And that's why they don't like medical marijuana, because they don't make the profit off of it like they do off of prescription drugs.
Exactly, right? They do not make money off people growing a plant and cooking it into butter and spreading it on their toast.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money off of our government by forcing the government and people to use these prescription pills like Marinol. So we're a huge threat to their profit margin.
Exactly. And would you say
so
that...
This trial is very much prescription drugs versus natural whole plant medicine.
You mean the trial that you're going to for the rating on of your club?
Yeah, the bakery trial. Ironically, yeah, it's not on the store even. We had a press conference the following day in our medical cannabis store.
Mm-hmm.
Their bakery got raided. It's sad that the food and skin products would remain illegal. And again, the only ones who would benefit would be prescription drug companies. That trial starts in May, the preliminary inquiry.
Okay.
And then we're going to set a date for a 20-day jury trial at that point.
And how could the Bill S-10 affect the person who was charged at your bakery?
Well, luckily, Bill S-10 hasn't been passed. And so given that the charges happened over a year ago, my friend Owen could only be punished according to the law at that time.
Okay. What if he was charged under Bill S-10, say, in the future?
If he was charged under Bill S-10, then he would certainly be looking at, 18 months in jail for the THC charge that he had.
Wow. And that would be a mandatory minimum.
Or that would be a mandatory minimum of 18 months. Yeah, the judge would have absolutely no choice.
Exactly. He'd have to sentence him if he was found guilty.
A few months for making cookies for a little old lady.
Yeah. Just one last question here. In your opinion, why are conservatives from USA Republicans to Harp Rights really afraid and against the herb cannabis sativa, besides their connections with the pharmaceutical industry? What would you say is their ideology, some of their main reasons why they really have this war on drugs, which really centers around marijuana?
Prohibition is certainly well over 100 years old. There have been authorities going after pagans and plant users to the death for a couple thousand years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad that people think they have the moral authority to destroy others' lives for no good reason, but that's where they're coming from.
Thanks a lot. It's been very interesting talking with you, and I wish you the best in your court case and your club, Cannabis Buyers Club of Canada. And thanks a lot for talking.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's been a while. I hope we get to run into each other here soon.
Yeah, I hope so too. I really miss the West Coast. So take it easy there in Victoria, and have a great day.
Thanks, and thanks for having me on, buddy. Take care.
Okay, you too. Cheers.